Well, tonight we are beginning a brand new series. We're entitling this, How Do We Change Our Minds? Now, there are literally hundreds of verses in the Scripture that talk about our minds and talk about the important place that our minds play in our ability and our desire to please the Lord. We want to talk about that. How do we change our minds? And we intend to divide the series into three parts. And it might help you to have an idea of where we're planning to go in this series. For the first couple of weeks, we want to try to summarize some of the key ideas that the Scripture would give us about the mind. And you might want to think about that as building a biblical understanding of our minds, or what the Lord especially wants us to know about our minds. So that'll be the first few weeks of our series. And then we'll take a couple of weeks and try to talk specifically about what the Bible says about changing thinking. Now, of course, we'll address that every time we come together to some degree, but in the middle of the series, we want to look at some of the passages that address specifically how does a person change the way they think. And hopefully that'll be beneficial to each one of us. And then lastly, we'd like to talk about some of those thinking trouble spots. We'd like to talk about some of the areas of life that the Lord especially brings up as ones that His children can potentially fail in the way they use their minds. We're going to study what the Scripture says about things like worry and fear and jealousy and some of those sorts of things. And the idea is to take the things that we've already studied in general from the Scripture and then to apply that to some specific areas of thinking that may have gone awry. So I think you would agree, there's a lot of important topics there, a lot of important things to study about what the Scripture says concerning our minds. Now, just to kind of get us thinking down this direction, I can tell by some of your faces, boy, it'd be nice if we could have a quiz. Am I reading that correctly? I'm not always sure about reading Halo, Dad. I want to be careful about that. But I thought I sensed that, and so I prepared one. Let me ask you to get out a little slip of paper. You might want to use one of the pens in front of you, a little something to jot a few things down on. There's going to be five questions. They're all based on a ranking of 1 to 10. That ease your mind any? And you're going to keep this when we're done. I'm not going to collect it. Just to help us get going on this. You ready? Five questions. I'm asking you to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being low, 10 being high, on these five areas of the mind. Let's start out with a very general one. How would you rate the quality of your mind? I'm not talking about your intelligence. I'm talking about compared to what God would want to see in the stewardship of the mind that He has entrusted to you, how would you rate yourself? Now, a 10 would be something like, well, I've used my mind in a way that is consistent with biblical truth. There's no glaring areas that I need to work on in my thinking. If you could say that tonight, then you'll give yourself a 10. Down the line, we will be talking about lying. But anyway, give yourself a 10. If you would say, boy, I often find myself thinking in an unbiblical way, give yourself a 1. And if you're somewhere in between, give yourself what you think is the appropriate rating on just rating the quality of your mind. Now, secondly, how would you rate your level of concern on a daily basis for the way you use your mind? In other words, are you concerned about this area of life? Now, a person that gave themselves a 10 would often find themselves thinking things like this. Boy, you shouldn't be thinking about that right now. Or that kind of thinking doesn't please the Lord. Or I need to stop that thinking right now. I need to replace that thinking with something else right now. But if you find yourself regularly thinking those sorts of things about your thinking, then that'd be a 10. A 1 would be a person who would say something like this, you know, I just kind of let my mind wander. and I don't really give it much attention. There's not a whole lot of concern on a daily basis for what I'm allowing to go through my mind. So a 1 would be that, a 10 would be high. How would you rate your level of concern? Now, let's try to sharpen that sum for number 3. How would you rate your level of concern about putting right things into your mind? Let's think about it from the positive perspective. How would you rate your level of concern about putting right things into your mind? I'm talking about things like studying the Scripture and reading good books and consistency in the services and those sorts of things. A 10 would be a high level of concern. I recognize that I need to put good things into my mind. A 1 would be not much concern about at all about that. Now, number 4. How are we doing so far? Doing all right? Now, number 4. The other side of that is, how would you rate your level of concern about not allowing wrong things into your mind? That's the other side of that. See, on a scale of 1 to 10, talking about things like television and music and magazines and books, friends and acquaintances, any sort of input into your mind, how would you rate your level of concern about not allowing negative or sinful things to come into your mind? 10 would be a high level of concern. 1 would be very little concern at all. Now, the last one, number 5. How would you rate on a scale of 1 to 10 your knowledge of what the Bible says about the mind? In other words, would you be able to discuss or list some biblical passages on the mind? And are you comfortable with your level of Bible knowledge on this all-important subject of the mind? 10 would be, yes, I'm where I need to be on my biblical knowledge of the mind. 1 would be, I'm not comfortable with that at all, or somewhere in between. Let me give you a minute to tally up your score. Okay, now what we're going to do, the lower scores, we're going to have them move to the front of the auditorium. No, we're not going to do that. Here's all I want to do. Based on the results, would you say that you have some steps of growth to take when it comes to the issue of how we handle our minds? Is that a fair statement? And I think all of us would say, yes, we can surely do work on this area. Now tonight, to introduce the subject, I would like to talk to you about the question, why should a believer put emphasis on changing his or her mind? I mean, out of all of the topics that we could discuss from the Word of God, I think we need to talk about why should a believer put emphasis on changing his or her mind. Now, I'd like to try to sketch out 2 answers to that question for you in the time that we have. The first answer is this, and it's kind of long, but it's important. The first reason why we ought to place the right degree of emphasis on thinking about and changing the way we think is because of the prominent place the mind has in passages that teach believers how to change and grow. I say, oh, Pastor Fires, that was a mouthful. I know. Let me say it again. We ought to be studying this subject because of the prominent place that the mind has in those passages of Scripture that teach you and I how believers change and grow. Now, let's think about that some. When a person comes to Christ, one of their goals ought to be to learn more of the Scripture. We would all agree with that premise. Is that true? Now, that's especially true of those verses in the Scripture, especially in the New Testament, that tell us how to change and grow. We refer to those around here as the passages on progressive sanctification. And the reason we call them that is because progressive sanctification is that doctrine that especially addresses the process of growth that takes place after a person is saved. So, it's a very reasonable goal, not just for the super saints, because there aren't any super saints.